So I was just watching some of my old videos on this channel. They're like from 9 years ago or something like that. And it was so difficult to watch it because I could not stand my voice. It doesn't sound that different from today, but it also sounds like the guy's trying to be cool or something. I can't tell. I don't know what it is about the way that he's talking that just makes me like so annoyed. Because it's not, again, it's not that different from my voice right now. It's just I don't know. There's just something about it where he's just making a joke about like being high for Destiny or something of the video game. And I was just like, I can't. I cannot watch that for a long period of time without laughing and cringing and everything, but it's still fun. There's something fun about that I don't know. I hope I can capture even a fraction of that sort of attitude now. Because there's still there's something endearing about listening to yourself from 9 years ago. And I think that that's again, that's what I want to capture now. So 10 years from me now can look at me now and be like, oh, okay, that guy's also cringe. I haven't stopped being cringe. It's never ended. The cringe just never end stops. So that's what I hope to recapture here, because there was a time where I think I had, I don't know, a better relationship to the internet than I do now, because it used to be that I was a person that engaged online with posts and forums and all that sort of thing, and you wouldn't really worry about it too much. Whereas today, the main issue is there's so much more thought about, oh, if I post this online, then it's on the internet forever, and then it's something that someone could see one day, and then they'll look and they'll be like, oh God, that guy is cringe. And then it makes you not make any action in anything, to be honest, because you never want to share with people what you do because you're just too embarrassed at them looking and being like, yeah, that's cringe, and then you just die inside. And it's like when I was making those videos back then, I don't think I had as much of that sense of like, yo, I'm prepared for this to, I'm prepared or thinking a lot about the judgment that was going to come behind it. It was just I was trying to make something that at the time I found entertaining. Because I was watching those, at least one of that Destiny Fun videos, and it's literally, you know, the editing and everything around it was just supposed to be like other videos that I saw of that kind, where it's like the funny moments in video games, because that was what I was watching at the time on YouTube. And it's just like, oh, okay, I get it now. I re-remembered what I was going for, where it's like, okay, this guy's making things that he is inspired by from other people to make. And I think I want to go back to that with logging things like this video log. Nobody says video log anymore, this vlog. Because yeah, it really is trying to recapture that sense of you'll. So right now I listen to a lot of podcasts, and as someone that listens to a lot of podcasts, like, oh, that's cool. They're having a really good conversation. They're talking about some topic, and that topic, they have a really interesting take on that topic. So you're able to like think about things in new ways. And one of the things that you miss out by just being a consumer of podcasts rather than also being someone that creates stuff is that stuff, when it's like really well produced and people get all the reps in, then they get really good at that improvisational speaking, let's say, where you can just talk on the fly, and then when you're talking on the fly, you're always talking in a like a really good succinct way, and everything's like clear and all these other things because they just talk for a living. So you're like, man, I wish I could talk that well. So I got to get my reps in. That's basically the goal here. So yeah, talking about stupid things, but you know, I'm glad that I rewatched those old videos, and I'm glad that I made that decision to make those things public again, because it puts me back into that frame of, first of all, nobody's listening to you right now. So because no one's listening to you, you don't have anything to lose. And then the second thing is to remember, oh, okay, that guy was doing exactly what I'm doing right now, but 9 years ago. And because he's doing that 9 years ago, and because he has less, I don't know, is it less ego to not feel as embarrassed about that? It might be, I don't know. But yeah, there was less worry about the judgment that came from making stuff. So he would just do it and then, spend, oh my God, it was so much effort too, because my laptop was such a slow piece of shit. It was a Core i3. It only had two cores in it. And I'd have to wait many hours for that video to render. So I did everything in 720p. And I got a capture card just so that, because I was playing on the Xbox 360. And I got a capture card so that I could record it at 720 60, because it was the Aver Media capture card, had 1080 30. And 720 60. And 60 FPS just came out on YouTube. So I was like, oh man, I'm gonna be at the cutting edge of technology or whatever. And you just make your daily video game content. Oh my God, those were the days. Those were the days. I really want to get back to that. Just producing things and being like, okay, let's get this together. Let's see how this goes. So to start off with this, I'm just getting the muscle back of being like, okay, this is how you record a video, this is how you just keep going with it, I guess, and getting the reps in. So then you get better and better at the, oh, I think it's called extemporaneous speaking, where it w is the, like speaking on the fly, not like improvisation, because improv would imply like, I don't know. I don't know. So yeah, it's that sort of thing where I'm gonna go on lots of rants, and those rants are gonna go into lots of random directions in the course of making these videos. I'm also going to record it as just audio so that there's a podcast somewhere of this. And then over time, you're going to get your reps in and you're going to be like, man, this shit absolutely sucks. I have no idea what this guy's talking about. There's no cohesive through line in any of this because he's not editing it. Or even if I did edit it, it still wouldn't be as cohesive as it will eventually be. So, yeah, I think that's the main plan, is to get more reps in for being able to talk on the spot in a solo way, extemporaneously, and get all the thoughts together in a way that's more succinct than what I'm doing currently. Because I'm gonna look back on this first episode and I'm gonna be cringing the fuck out of it. In fact, I'm gonna watch it today, like right after recording it, and I'm gonna be like, oh, that didn't go as bad as I thought it did. And then I'll watch it 10 years later and be like, man, that was terrible. That was absolute shit. So yeah, maybe 100 episodes down the line it'll be better, because I don't even know what the through line of the topic is here. I think what I originally wanted to talk about was that whole course of the internet thing, of like my relationship with the internet when I was a kid versus my relationship with the internet today, and trying to recapture going back to where I was when I was a kid. Because I played a lot of online games early on, like Roblox, Minecraft, etc. And back then, I would chat with whoever was in the chat, didn't really worry about it. I remember I used to comment on videos pretty regularly in YouTube comments, and again, post to forums. And nowadays, I just don't know how to retread that muscle. Like, I think I'm in, I don't know how many Discord groups I'm in, but whenever I go to those, I'm always like, how does anyone go on a Discord server filled with like hundreds of people and like talk? It's like, I don't know. It feels so weird to me to try to get that all together. Oh no, it's not responding. Let's hope that doesn't ruin the recording. Oh no. No, I don't think, okay, it should be fine. I don't know. But we'll see. So I don't know how to recapture that. And I'm hoping that this is the start of that. How do you even talk for 10? I don't know how people talk for how long they talk in podcasts, because it's only been 10 minutes. Damn, that's wild. Yeah, it's usually because they've got two people together, because they've got the two people together, then they can keep going on topics, but jeez. Jeez. Yeah, I think now that I'm thinking about it more, I'm like, okay, yeah, I think you have to write out the topics. And then, yeah, I'm just gonna think about this in real time because this is gonna be the worst first episode ever. So that's a goal. That's a goal. In fact, the goal now is to make it the worst episode ever so that nobody listens to it. They'll just be like, what the fuck is this? Why am I listening to this garbage? So, yeah, we're gonna start with garbage and then we're gonna get progressively better as we do more garbage. So I think good layout, honest to God, would be actually having a topic and writing out what you're thinking on that topic. So then by the time you start talking about it, then you just have like that layout that you wrote. Now, the difficulty will be that what's probably going to happen is you're going to write down the layout and you're going to be like, oh man, this is so much content that I read about. And then you're going to read through it. And then you're going to read through it and you're going to be like, that was only like 5 minutes worth of anything talking about. And then you're gonna be like, okay, so that means I need this many more talking points so that I can get through it. So you're gonna progressively add more talking points until it fleshes out better. And then you're gonna be like, okay, if I get this many talking points in, then I can get a podcast of this minute length, and then I've got something to work with. So that'll be really interesting because what's probably gonna happen is you're gonna start out with like, oh man, it's working really well because you've got the layout and the formatting and all that stuff. So like the first 2 minutes will be like good, and then it derails into the equivalent of the first episode because you're back to, oh man, I don't know what to talk about. My brain doesn't have any knowledge in it. Oh my God, how am I gonna do anything with that? So as you write more, then you'll have more good, like, active recall skills to be like, oh shoot, I remember I read about this thing, and because I read about this thing, now when I'm talking about this thing, I have like a good way of talking about it. And then anything that you filled in those gaps for will be where the talking is the best pocket. And then everything else will be devolved back into what is base level rant talk mode. And base level rant talk mode will get better over time too from those mistakes as well. So I'm excited. I'm excited to think about this. Think about where the progression's headed. Oh my God. So yeah, I first moved into finally my own place a little, it'll be a month ago in about a week. I think less than a week. Yeah, less than a week. It'll be a month since I've been in my own place. And the thing about being in my own place is that now when I record things, I'm not thinking about, oh, is there other people around? And thinking about like the time that you have to record in order to be around the other people and not be loud. So this is really helpful as well. Because I remember I was watching that first Minecraft video that I made. If you go to the channel and you go by oldest, you go to that first video and you can tell the guy's like trying to talk quietly because he's like, oh, there's other people here, and because there's other people here, I can't talk. Da, da, da. And it's just okay, it's very cringy, but it made me happy. I don't know, there's something just so pleasant about watching. Like, I could not watch a full video, it'd be impossible for me to watch a full video, but I also was grinning from ear to ear watching it, and I think that there's some magic to that I, again, you want to recapture that here. And yeah, I think I don't have much more to say here. It's just a total rant. In fact, I'm literally, I was doing a different rant before this to try to prepare to be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna get all my ranting skills out now so that when I'm in the next thing, I can talk more cohesively. And I'm like, nope, that's not gonna happen. You gotta build up the skill set, you gotta put in the reps, you're gonna suck no matter what. I could over-prepare, and I think I will over-prepare in the future things, because if you have something written out before, then that'll give you a better like organizational structure to talk about whatever thing you're talking about. In fact, maybe presentation style. I don't know if presentation style is ideal, because you could do PowerPoint slides and then be like, oh, here's a presentation. Like, I feel like that would get kind of cringe very quickly, but that might be an avenue to try. or you could do PowerPoint slides, so then you can like keep all that together, because it'd be like better organization for like index cards. It could be a private PowerPoint where it's just the equivalent of index cards for me to look at, so that I'm like, oh, these are my talking points, and then you go from there. So yeah, I don't know. Public speaking is really hard, and I think I gotta work on that. That's a good thing. I don't think I have much more to go on. Oh my God, this is gonna be the worst first episode ever. I thought I had so much more to talk about, but I really don't. Or I remember what I wanted to talk about, but I do have to write that down in order to get back to like what actual proper base camp is. In fact, this might just be episode zero, because you'll be like, whoa, this is like the nastiest thing this will ever be. No, I think I'll still make it one. But I'm just gonna put this together with the other rant that I had, and then you're gonna see that. And that's basically how this is gonna work. Again, I'm gonna try not to edit, and then I'll work on editing more in the future. Because for now, I do want to work on the extemporaneous speech. Because the issue with when you're doing editing is that you don't have to be as good of a speaker, because you have the multiple takes. So you'll be like, oh shoot, I screwed up here, let's cut that out. And then you see jump cuts all over the place. And I'm like, do I want to be jump cut guy? Do I want to be someone that can't do the proper like speak just normally without worrying about it and pausing where you need to pause and whatever the case may be? I think I'd rather build up the skill of being able to talk again extemporaneously than rely on editing in order to make myself look good. I want to look good enough that if you meet me in real life, it still works that good. You'll be like, oh, okay, he's not edited, and because he's not edited here, then when I see him in real life, he'll actually be able to talk that well. Now, right now, I don't talk that well. But I'll get better at talking, and we'll see how that goes. Because, yeah, I think that when you do the jump cuts and stuff, then it allows you to be less good in the actual public settings. This happened with YouTubers a lot of times, where it'll be like they use jump cuts for everything, fancy editing and whatnot, and then you'll see them in real life, and they'll be like, oh, okay, this only worked because you did so much preparation beforehand. But you're, again, being able to be quick-witted and think on your feet and all those sorts of things are skills that you can't develop if you're always like, man, okay, it can always be fixed in editing. I can always get the best take in editing. I think that's what Twitch streamers and other streamers in general have over YouTube people, is that they can do so much on the fly with their performances. And I find that really impressive. Because I did acting in high school. And because I was in theater, you're doing the play. Because you do the play, you only have the one take at the play. Sure, you do your rehearsals and stuff, so you get more reps in, and because it's the same lines every time, it makes it easier to get the practice, because you're practicing with one entire play. Versus here, it's more like, okay, you get the one take, but there's not much practice you can really do beforehand for the one take. Like, I guess I could record the same video multiple times, and then you get reps in from doing that, such that you just take the best take of that. But yeah, I don't know. There's something different about doing it all in the one take versus the jump cut editing. Now, I might edit in the future. Edit in the future in the sense of like, maybe I'll be referring to something, and then you have to put up the image or something like that. But as far as the actual speaking, I'd like to be able to be better at the just talking in real time, and being able to get to the point that the amount of words you say per minute, each word actually has value. It's not more words per minute, but it's like, of the words you said in the minute, most of those words are of value. Rather than just a bunch of like nonsense. And I think that this first video does just have a bunch of nonsense. So that's the main issue there. I don't even know what to call this yet. Like, I haven't even thought about that part. So yeah, more planning for future things. And It's still gonna be one shot, one go. And then we'll see how it goes from there. By 10th, we'll have the format down. Right now, we have nothing down. So that's what we're doing. All right. I delayed enough, got to 20 minutes. Okay, I could keep ranting about random shit, but it's gonna be really bad. So I'm gonna leave y'all. Y'all have a good day. Be safe, be good to others, all that. Goodbye. Here's that clip of my ranting right before recording this. Hope you enjoy. It's gonna be the hardest thing in the world. I realized how hard this is gonna be as soon as I started recording, because this is definitely gonna take multiple takes, and I just don't know how to like articulate the thoughts and put them into like an organized pattern that actually sounds well and all these other sorts of things. And like there's just so many factors that go into public speaking, especially on a monologue, and public speaking well on a monologue, because when you're talking with another person, things are inherently put into a topical context, because you'll be talking about the thing, then they respond to the thing, and then you keep going down the line of the thing that you want to respond to until you're like, okay, we've exhausted this thing because you and I have both gotten to like the end of this topic. And then maybe you'll jump to another topic through the beginning topic and all these, but all that kind of happens relatively naturally when you're talking with people. But in a monologue setting, you can't, it's hard to tell when you're like off the topic and you're onto the new thing, and that it's way more susceptible to rant and incoherent rant because you don't have the feedback of the other person to keep you coherent in some way. Or I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about like two people conversations, in the sense that two people conversations, maybe they actually do just devolve and they don't actually work well unless you have someone that's actually properly trying to frame the conversation, or you implicitly have the goal of like framing the conversation. I don't know. So I just need to get my rant out of the way, annoying rant out of the way, so that I can go in and try to articulate everything that I'm trying to articulate. Maybe I should have notes, because if you had notes, then you'd be able to like properly be like, okay, you wanted to talk about this topic, then you should talk about this topic, then you should talk about this topic, and then you go from topic to topic, and then you can have an overarching theme. So then that balances everything together. I don't know. I just don't. So difficult. People, yeah, I don't know. I have infinitely more respect for people that talk publicly, because of having to fathom all these different thoughts. I think, that's, I have so much jealousy of children that don't know better, because they can be terrible and be okay with it, continue, and they keep going down the grind, down the grind, down the grind. Or they think they're good and they keep going down the grind. And so, but you have to start bad. That's the thing. You have to start bad. But if you start bad at 14, it's way easier to get the reps in because you're delusional. And then you become 24, and then you're like, man, I got 10 years of reps in from the time I was 14. So that your confidence level or competence level is so much higher by that point, and you're only 24. So in the grand scheme of things, it's just, yeah. But if you're starting at 20, let's say 25, then you gotta wait till you're 35 in order to be competent. And it's like, oh my God. That's terrible. That's such a terrible road. Do I even want to go down that road? Why does anyone want to go down that road? What's wrong with those people? Why? I don't know. That, how do you, it's, I don't know. It feels so much more difficult to be delusional at 25 than at 14. So I think I got to be more delusional. That's the thing. So rant over here. I need to actually make proper video. So I'll do that.